Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
I think for the most part, a lot of politicians didn't grow up as only children. I think they had other family members because I tell you what, they're pretty good arguing.
Yeah.
For the most part, aren't they?
They're always like, you know, they'd be the captains of their debate teams back in high school, those type of kids.
Absolutely. And well, it just simply hasn't stopped it. Murray River Bridge. So this bridge opening up in Echuca. So basically, Jacinta Allen, who's the Victorian Transport Minister, was there with Deputy PM Barnaby Joyce to do a bit of a co-opening of the whole massive event. $323 million. Jointly funded for Victoria and Canberra on this one as well. The Vics, though, are furious because Canberra's infrastructure funding, saying they didn't really put enough much money. It was more so Victoria that chipped in most of the money. And, well, the Transport Minister, Jacinta Allen, well, she bit her tongue for a little while, but then eventually she let fly.
We're going it alone on the Metro Tunnel. We're going it alone on the West Gate Tunnel. If these were projects in New South Wales, we'd be getting 50% funding.
The response, confusing.
And as this nation wants to go forward and buy nuclear submarines, then we must also invest on behalf of Victoria in such things as Port Hedland.
Yeah, so Barnaby Joyce did a bit of a bobcatter there in that party, sort of just end up segueing completely off the point, basically, but it didn't get any worse. It got pretty embarrassing. What's even makes it worse is it's an opening of a bridge, right? It's not like there's 400 or 500 journalists on this bridge, so it's like, who are you trying to impress? It was just like one of the ones where they're having an argument, but there's no one around to really, you know, to argue to.
Yeah, right, okay.
Very strange situation.
Meanwhile, the guy that wants to be the first one to walk across the bridge is like, can we hurry this up and just open the damn thing
exactly
so
right.
I can go across?
Well, they actually had like a vintage car club with the first people to cross the bridge, so I'm sure they're probably waiting there beeping the horn going, can you just sort of hurry this up?
Yeah.
But it didn't get any better. Then all of a sudden, Barnaby Joyce sort of bit back and the thing got pretty darn petty. Have a listen.
I simply remind the Deputy Prime Minister that Victorians are Australian taxpayers as well.
Phones work in both directions last time I checked.
Okay, let us quickly go through. This is how important regional Australia is to the Labor Party. What party are you with?
The Nationals.
What party are you with?
Liberal Party.
You need to be on the same team.
Now we're going to go to the Labor Party candidate. Excuse me.
We're not politicising this.
Crickets.
Wow. Here he is putting his big performance on the bridge. Things were starting a little bit out of hand. They're like, all right, we have to call in the reinforcements. We have to call in Guy Sebastian to sort of calm the mood, you know? Like, can we all just get along? Come on, guys, it's a bridge.
You'd like to say, you know, build a bridge and get over it, but they've already built the bridge and they just can't get over the damn thing.
Yeah, this thing went on for a little while, and as I mentioned, eventually there was a vintage car club. It was like, come on, beep in the horn, let us through, because we're the first ones to go over the bridge. Even they said things were a little bit strange. Like, when they made especially comments when they were driving over the bridge, they're looking over the side and they're like, oh, we can't see any trolls down there. Oh, that's right, because all the trolls are on top of the bridge. I'm not used to that.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Good morning.
You'd be very busy lately, I'm sure, making sure everything's ready to go for this Saturday.
Yes, it's a crazy time, all right. It's been very busy, but we're very organised. I think we've got everything under control. Still looking for a few more volunteers. If anyone's interested in putting their hands up, they can find information on our social pages. We had an amazing response to our call out for stall holders. So we've got over 40 stalls. We've got over 15 food offers. So the uptake was super fast and really loads of choice. So we're quite excited about the market side of things this year. Mm.
Yeah, so I have to ask the question, the Country Women's Association, will they be there?
Yeah.
That, of course, there's no show without them, is there?
That was the first thing when Hutsy and I went. I don't think we made it to last year's Tilba Festival, but the year before we did enjoy some morning tea set by the ladies at the CWA. But there's so much there. I mean, you've got plenty of entertainment, Susan.
We have. So we've got two stages, one at each end of town, and then we've also got the busking spot outside the Drom, the pub. Basically music all day. So you can wander around from one end of the street to the other and you can catch some live music at any point during the day throughout the whole street, which is fantastic. And we've also got, of course, the old-fashioned games, which are very, very popular.
Yeah. First time we went, you have to sort of have your wits about you because at one point a crowd was gathering and we thought maybe a fight had broken out.
Like an old Western shootout.
Yeah, but no, they cleared some space because they were having an egg toss.
Very messy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, it's great because it's dog-friendly, the festival, so the dogs come and clean the eggs up afterwards.
That's handy, very handy. Great. Yeah.
We can see you've got plenty of great performers, musicians, you've got the great Zamboni, but I have to ask, one particular performer that was there a couple of years ago, a giant moth creature on stilts, is that going to be back again?
The stilt walkers are back this year.
There we go.
Okay.
We've got, I think it's a butterfly, and also Ned Kelly.
Ned Kelly on stilts.
A giant stilt walking Ned Kelly.
Oh my God. Wow. There could be a shootout in the main street.
Yeah, there could be. Yeah, so there's loads of kids' entertainment this year, as all sorts of other games as well. So we've got the organised games. So again, they go through the day. You can find the programme on visittoolbar.com.au website under festival, and also on our socials. You'll find the link there, and you can buy tickets online as well. You can download the whole programme, and there's basically something on all the time. So there's donut eating, magician, the music, and then of course we've got the egg toss, we've got the boot throw, and the cheese roll.
You have to keep the dogs away from the cheese roll, though. I imagine they go ballistic over that one.
You did mention the donut eating comp. We actually did an eating comp just over the weekend.
It was
chili hot dogs, where we got a sore donut. But this one, any qualifications to eat these donuts? Or
I actually think it's kids only, but I don't want to, you know, rain on your parade. But I think it's just children on the donuts, I'm afraid.
Oh, there you go. You ruled out already, Hutsy. Yeah. Sorry. Well, if you think of the kids aren't getting enough sugar over the Easter long weekend,
good luck taking that home.
Bring them along to the Toowoomba Festival and let them have a crack at the donut eating competition. I mean, it is a big event, the Toowoomba Festival. What does it mean for not only the Toowoomba community, but the surrounding areas there, Susan?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, we have people every year. This is that, like, a date in the calendar they won't miss. They come from all over, from Canberra, from Sydney. They come to Toowoomba at Easter for the festival. So from a visitor perspective, it's a really big deal. But I think for the local community as well, I mean, everyone rallies round. It's been a real kind of team effort getting the festival organised. Big day for the shops and the normal operators, that storeholders that we've got in Toowoomba as well. Big day at the pub for us. Lots of extra beer in for us.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So we're also getting some great weather forecasts now. It looks like it's going to be nice and dry. And we've got plenty of parking, but it might be a little bit on the muddy side. So if they've got a 4x4 and they've got some gum boots, probably be wide. And there's obviously still the free shuttle from the parking as well. Easy. So
yeah, hopefully the showers stay away. Like Susan said, it might be a little bit muddy. So bring your gum boots and then toss them later on during the day.
Gum boot toss.
So many games to play, so much entertainment with the live music and all the stalls as well. If you've never been before, this is the time. The Toowoomba Festival for 2022, this Saturday, right there in beautiful central Toowoomba. Thanks so much, Susan. Good luck with the day. Hope it all goes well.
Thank you.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
How good are you in the kitchen? I myself am not great. I'm not like burn water when I'm trying to make tea bad, but I'm not very handy in the kitchen.
I've often been described as Jeff Jans's younger brother.
Oh, really?
No, not really. I did take up cooking when I was in year 9 as an elective, just to learn the basics and the fundamentals of cooking. So I can make a fair few things. There's still a few things I struggle with, but
I've been described as Huey's younger brother, but that's just basically based on my appearance more than my cooking skills, and my love of suspenders. And no, eBay's just recently done a survey of, I think it was like 400,000 people or something like that. It was like a massive survey, and asked them how handy they were in the kitchen. And there's some startling results about just the basic cooking skills you need, such as like boiling an egg. This is what they found out.
While nearly everyone said they knew how to cook eggs, 86% of Aussies got it wrong.
That's Sophie Onicle there from eBay Australia. She was saying 86% of Aussies didn't know it takes 4 minutes to perfectly boil an egg.
Oh, that's what they got wrong. They didn't like do the wrong process of like cracking the egg in the water and going, why isn't it boiling?
Yeah. I mean, I would have been one of those 86% of Aussies. I'm like, well, yeah, you just microwave it until it explodes.
Yeah.
Egg cooked. And then you just scrape the shell off the inside of the microwave.
I cannot remember the last time I boiled an egg.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm always fried eggs. So
I mean, when I've boiled eggs in the past, 4 minutes, it doesn't seem quite enough for me. It'd be really gooey in the center. You end up spilling it everywhere. So,
yeah.
So if you didn't know it's 4 minutes, then yeah, apparently you're not up to speed with your cooking skills. Another one is like your basic staples that we all loved when we were in lockdown, pasta and rice.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think by now, after months of living off that stuff, we would know how to cook it perfectly, but apparently not.
Only 36% of people know how to cook pasta until it's al dente, and that's 9 to 12 minutes, depending on the type of pasta. 32% of Aussies know how long to boil rice using the traditional stovetop method.
I mean, who uses that anymore?
No,
like, you get yourself a rice cooker, and then when you realise the pain of having to wash the rice before you put it in the cooker, you throw away the cooker and you just buy those microwavable sachets of rice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do now. Like, stop boiling it. It's too much effort. It turns to concrete if you're not stirring it all the time.
I, I, and, Yeah, I kind of feel like this generation is like missed a beat when it comes to learning these sort of skills. The digital age, they're too distracted. I don't know if they've ever been taught to have those basic life skills.
Yeah, well, I mean, they tightly edit MasterChef so much that you can't even see what they're doing most of the time. So,
yeah.
But even pasta, you think, geez, that can't be that hard. But 36% of people don't know how to cook pasta till it's al dente. And apparently 90% didn't realize that you have to add this.
Love and sauce.
I mean, come on. Like, everybody should know that.
I've got a mate once we went camping and I was cooking the bacon and eggs, very hungover. And I was like, he was about 18. I'm like, all right, mate, can I trust you to make the toast?
Mm.
He's like, yep. He's gone for about 15 minutes, comes back and goes, oh, I don't know how to cook toast. I'm like,
what?
You don't know how to put toast in the toaster and turn it on?
Well,
and,
no, you put bread in the toaster, but continue.
Raw toast. Raw toast, we call it.
Deconstructed
toast.
Yeah,
he had no idea what I was talking about. I'm like, and this was a little while ago, so hopefully things have improved, but it sounds like it hasn't.
No, it sounds like he would fall on those 86% of people that don't know how to boil an egg properly. So, but they're throwing all these numbers at it. Like 86% of people don't know it takes 4 minutes to boil an egg. But really, at the end of the day, when it comes to cooking, there's only one number I need to know, and that's 649267 56. That's the number for the takeaway at Big Atai. That's all you need.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.